All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, and we are here September 27th, Mississippi Mud Match for the World Heavyweight title. But that's one of three matches on the card tonight, two of them being title matches because, well, we have the television title on the line as we do in every card as Dan Spivey defends the title against Kendall Windham. Also, we have signing with us the Sheepherders coming back into the PWA, as well as Mexican stars Octagon and Psychosis. And they are in the other match as we have tag team Sheepherders versus Octagon and Psychosis. And we're going to get right into the card. First match is, of course, the television title. Dan Spivey and Kendall Windham. And they have a great match. The only problem is that the 15-minute time limit expires before either one could put the other away. Kendall nails Spivey with the Lariat of Doom as the bell sounds. Heenan quickly grabs the title belt and celebrates as Spivey rolls out of the ring. The match ends in a time limit draw. But Kendall Windham has made a statement, as I asked last week, who could take care of Dan Spivey? Who could keep him in the ring long enough? Well, Kendall Windham just took him to the time limit. Could he be the next television champion? Could he be the one to dethrone Dan Spivey? It didn't happen this week, but there's still more weeks to come, aren't there? All right, the next match is that tag team match. Sheepherders facing off against Octagon and Psychosis. And both teams clash in an initial effort to impress the PWA fans and the booking committee so that they might get a shot against Bad Company soon. Now, Octagon and Psychosis, I'm not sure if they ever actually teamed together in AAA or CMLL or whichever one they were, both of them were in. But going back to the old days, the 90s days of e-wrestling, you had wrestling simulators like TNM, which is still going on today, if I understand right. But they had Octagon and Psychosis next to each other. So they would, if you could pick random tag teams, and oftentimes you would have Octagon and Psychosis picked as a tag team. So, and they always worked in the simulator very well. So why not have them work in the PWA just as well? And this time Octagon gets the pin on Butch with a spinning backbreaker in a time of 6 minutes, 42 seconds. Octagon and Psychosis make their initial debut win in the PWA. Now we get to the main event, and we have the great Mississippi Mud Match for the World Heavyweight title. Last week, I announced that Lawler and Sting were the first two entrants in the Mississippi Mud Match for the vacant World Heavyweight title. However, Sting decided that he would not renew his contract with the PWA with only a promise of a title shot for the World Heavyweight title. Sting would only renew the contract if I would guarantee a world title reign. I will not give such a guarantee. I announced that Tully Blanchard is taking Sting's place in the match. The other four spots are being taken by Brad Armstrong and three new signings for the PWA this week. One is a former two-time World Heavyweight Champion. Another is a former two-time American Heavyweight Champion. The third is signing with the PWA for the first time. Who are these three? Two-time World Heavyweight Champion, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Two-time former American Heavyweight Champion, Goldust. And then the natural Dustin Rhodes. These are the six men. Jerry the King Lawler, Tully Blanchard, Brad Armstrong, Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, Goldust, and the natural Dustin Rhodes. And this match goes on as it should for more than an hour, which is why there were only three matches on the card. 35 pinfalls in this match. Surprisingly, nobody got themselves disqualified. Nobody did any submissions, because that is the point of the Mississippi Mud Match. You get put into a penalty box when you get pinned, when you submit, or when you get disqualified. And anybody that you have put into penalty boxes get brought back out into the match. And it goes on, and who's fighting who, who's actually legal in the ring and in the match is as clear as Mississippi mud. So here we go. 35 pinfalls in this match. The first one goes to Goldust pinning Lawler at 8:37. Then Dustin Rhodes pinned Austin Idol at 11:28. Rhodes pinned Goldust at 13:28 to release Jerry Lawler. Then Rhodes went on to pin Armstrong at 14:28. Lawler pins Blanchard at 17:16. Then Lawler pins Rhodes at 20:17, releasing Idol, Goldust, and Armstrong. Armstrong then pins Lawler at 22:09, releasing Blanchard and Rhodes. Rhodes then pins Blanchard in 24:19. Then Goldust pins Rhodes at 25:14, releasing Blanchard. Idol pins Armstrong at 27:19, releasing Lawler. Goldust pins Blanchard at 30:13. Then Idol pins Lawler at 31:45. And Idol pins Goldust at 34:43, releasing Rhodes and Blanchard. Blanchard then pins Idol at 37:18, releasing Lawler, Goldust, and Armstrong. Blanchard then pins Armstrong at 39:10. Lawler pins Goldust at 41:28. Then Blanchard pins Lawler again at 42:56, releasing Goldust. Goldust then pins Blanchard at 30 seconds later, releasing Idol, Armstrong, and Lawler. See the Mississippi mud clearing up here? Yeah, me neither. Then Lawler pins Armstrong at 46:03. Rhodes then pins Lawler at 47:50, releasing Armstrong. Armstrong pins Idol at 50:01. Then Armstrong pins Goldust at 53 minutes even, releasing Blanchard. Blanchard pins Rhodes at 54:16, releasing Lawler. Lawler pins Blanchard at 54:41, releasing Rhodes. Lawler then pins Armstrong at 55:01, 20 seconds later, releasing Idol and Goldust. Rhodes pins Lawler at 56:49, releasing Blanchard and Armstrong. Whew. All right, but we're not done yet. Goldust then pins Austin Idol at 59:11. We click over the hour mark, and Armstrong pins Goldust at 61 minutes and 9 seconds, releasing Austin Idol. Armstrong then pins Blanchard at 62:03. Then pins Lawler at 63:43. So you got Brad Armstrong on a roll here until Austin Idol pins him at 66:07, releasing Goldust, Lawler, and Blanchard. Blanchard pins Rhodes at 68:07. Goldust pins Lawler at 68:52. Then goes on to pin Blanchard at 70:06, releasing Rhodes. And then 42 seconds later, pins Rhodes for the final pinfall of the match in the evening. Your winner in a time of 1 hour, 10 minutes, and 48 seconds, and new world heavyweight champion is Goldust. One of the great things about running a fantasy wrestling league is you can have a match like this, not just with the crazy stipulations and all of that, but that you can have multiple gimmicks of the same wrestler involved in a match. That's what is going on here as I introduce a storyline and a feud between Goldust and the Natural Dustin Rhodes. It begins with the three pinfall combinations regarding them in tonight's Mississippi Mud match. Where will this feud go? We'll have to find out. But for right now, part of that feud, Goldust is your world heavyweight champion. And it was a wild ride this evening, but with Goldust as the world heavyweight champion, I'm sure it's still going to be a wild ride with that guy as the top man. All right, that's it for this week. Very short because it's only the three matches because we have that huge match in there. But next week, we pick up in Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria. Continuing on towards Christmas chaos with all the different things going on. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for listening, for supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. We will see you next week.